Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama! No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Well, Thursday cash cattle trade posted a few scattered trades that steadied lower money yesterday than was seen earlier in the week. Now, for the most part, cash business is wrapped up, but some cleanup trade trickled into the market over the last couple of days. It's likely there may not be anything today. Looks like the market's in a free fall and business is probably done. It's also possible that packers may offer a few low ball bids in the case that some feeders with cattle still on show lists will bite rather than waiting until next week. Now, the weaker tone of cash markets will be huge going into early March. Fundamental supply levels have had little to do with cash market prices through the last week, with the focus based on the plummeting of futures trade and concerns about further weakness in the near future. Sharp triple-digit losses through the end of trade yesterday sparked renewed technical pressure in the hog futures trade. Even though lightly traded and not a good indicator of price direction, May lean hog futures broke through long-term support levels, setting contract lows. Although April and June futures are still holding above lows set in late January, the underlying focus is being placed on widespread demand pressure based on the spread of coronavirus through the world. Wheat markets are lower across the board, led by Chicago, as March contracts head into delivery. Chicago wheat is working on its third straight lower close and looking to close lower for the seventh session in 8 days. Weaker corn prices overnight as the negative undertow from outside markets continues to weigh on the ag complex. Social media remains inundated with wall-to-wall coronavirus coverage, and our markets are treating the news like the most important fundamental input there is. Now, soybean prices are weaker, giving back all of yesterday's gains and then some, which saw most of contract close well off session lows. Several supportive headlines allowed some of the pressure in the soy complex to be lifted, including rumors China was shopping soybeans off the PNW. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle down 187 yesterday, 110.47. June down 110, 103.92. March feeder cattle down 150, 132.57. April down 190 at 134.07. April hogs down 260 at 62.55. Kansas City wheat, March down 9 cents yesterday, 443 and a quarter. May was down 7.5, 451 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, March down 11 cents, 529 and a quarter. May was down 8 and a quarter at 527 and a half. March corn down 6 cents, 364 and a half. May was down 6.5, 368. March soybeans up 5.25, 886 and a quarter. May was up 3 cents at 895. March cotton down 295, 6260. May was down 297, 6250. And the crude April down 136, 4573. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.